already.
Well, D. Harris is my name, actually Daryl D. Harris.
There you go.
You said that in such a loving way, didn't you?
Well, you know, among people who know me, I use D. But in all official capacities, it's Daryl. They don't know who D is, so.
Yeah, me too. I'm Laverl, out in the world. But I'm just Kay here.
You're Kay to us.
Yep.
Well, Rosemary and I have had an interesting year. We did a little remodeling on our basement. We've always had a family room and two bedrooms, but we took part of our garage and made a kitchen and a bathroom down there as well. It's very nice. Worked out well, and I can still get my truck in the garage. There's that much space in front and that much space in back. So
you can get in there, so, but you can't get out of here.
I pulled my car into my dad's little TV garage, and I pull the hit the button, pull the windows in, and I do this.
That's about the way it is. Well, so
I am. I'm moving in. Yeah. Hey, then they can take care of me. Well, they invited me. Actually,
she's on the list.
She, yeah. Jean invited herself. We invited Kay. Samantha invited herself.
See, I only take up a little space.
So far, it's me. Rosemary says I don't ever go upstairs anymore now that there's a bathroom down there. So, but that's not true because there may be a kitchen, but there's no refrigerator. So,
until this afternoon.
Yeah, until this afternoon. We'll get one this afternoon. But anyway, so that's kind of been what our last year has been like, is getting that done. As you all know, I've had some serious health issues, but almost 3 years ago now, I had a couple of heart surgeries, catheter ablations, and they fixed it, and I have been peachy keen since then. So it's almost 3 years since I've had any kind of a problem at all. I have my little iPhone here that has this monitor on the back, and I put my fingers on there, and it takes an EKG. So I can, and then if I want, I can say, send this to my doctor. But I haven't sent any to him. There you go. It's all, I'm always irregular because I have and have had for years, even before I start having heart problems, I have an extra beat. You know, it'll go thump, 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 thump. And I still have that, so it always shows as irregular. But
it's
I can,
not just when you look at
her. When I look at her, it goes thump, 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 thump. So, but anyway, I'm very grateful for the health I enjoy, and we do our best to make the best out of every day that we live, because one never knows. Our family, Samantha, is unmarried. She's an administrator / teacher in the Alpine School District. She lives up here in American Fork, and she speaks at conferences and conventions and so forth because she's becoming a well-recognized expert in her field, which is reading recovery, that is, teaching children who can't learn to read how to read. And she's sought after for that. She's also written, three little books for children for beginning readers and that have been published. And so she's successful and doing well. What else do I need to say about her?
Her education.
Oh, she's now been through her first year of a PhD program. She's working full-time and in a PhD program all at once, so she stays really busy. The only drawback to that is she's going to the University of Utah. I know, it's, but anyway, she's doing well. Our son David and his wife Stephanie have 5 children. Those are our 5 grandchildren. Oldest is 10, and then there's a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 1-year-old. Is that all of them? Did I miss somebody? Anyway, a 1-year-old, and that little 1-year-old is, he and Grandpa got a special deal going. So we have a lot of fun. We babysit them every Friday night so Mom and Dad can have a date night. That's what we did when we were growing up and our kids were little. We always went out on Friday night, did something, dinner or whatever. But that's right. Well, they come to us. Because David and Stephanie live in Payson, Samantha in American Fork, and we're in the middle, so that's great. We see them all often. They're happy and healthy, and everyone's doing well. And I don't know what else to say. We feel truly blessed. We signed up for a year mission at the LDS Employment Center in Provo and ended up staying for 2 years. We actually went there and got the training that they give us, and then I think we actually worked for 2 months, and then they called us in and made us the zone leaders, which basically is the manager of the employment center. So we did that for most of our mission and felt really good about our service there, right? And so now we were put into a new ward. They took in our state pieces of 4 or 5 different wards and put them together into a new ward. So we don't know anybody in the ward, hardly, except the few that of our neighbors that went with us. But they've just called me to be the ward employment specialist. So hope the only problem is I don't know how to do that. All I know how to do is administrate the office, the employment office. So it's going to be a new experience for me. And they've got Rosemary on the Compassionate Service Committee. She's handling birthday greetings to all the sisters and that kind of thing. So that keeps us as busy as we want to be. That's someone else does funerals, right?
Yeah, mine is just make sure that they all the sisters get a birthday greeting every birthday. Not through the mail, personal greeting. Yeah, you don't put it in the mail, you take it around to each house. So,
So, anyway, that's all about us. We're happy, we're moving forward, we're going to actually use our motorhome. Had it for 2 or 3 years, and here we go to Nauvoo in 10 days.
I thought they were going to put Kay when she comes to live with you.
Well, we got the basement. You know that Rosemary gets mad at me when I say this, but the reason I wanted to finish the basement is because if I die, she'll need someone to take care of the yard and so that she's not alone. And now there's a little apartment there, and we're approved by Provo City to actually you can't have apartments in the area of town that we live in, but we're approved to do that. Mostly because of our age. They figure when you get decrepit, you need somebody. So anyway.
And it's a walk-in, walk-out basement.
Oh, that's good.
When I can't climb the stairs anymore, we could move down there. And you walk out into the yard, or we can walk straight out the garage. So it's a win-win for us.
Perfect.
Probably don't need this there, but at least it makes you.
Yeah.
This is your picture.
That's it.